My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, our Pip Helix can't control herself, and Davin's scammer Clara can't do hair. So listen and enjoy.
Yeah. I was just going for a huge cock. That's what I was going for.
Isolate that.
Wrong with that.
It's not the first time.
We'll pull.
Now she's choking on it.
What you did.
It's segment three. Get the tarp.
There's going to be an hour with this.
Get the green screen. Put it around her. Yeah. Oh, good. We're going to get it on video this time. Yeah. That'll be good.
Yeah. Say. This is what
it's tinkle about. Time with Pip.
Tinkle oh time. Could you see like a little, it's tinkle time with Pip.
a little Kong to
yeah, a little Kong.
But except he's got Peter. Yeah.
And now Pip Helix.
Yeah. Oh, look at her. She's rocking. She's rocking.
Wee.
Well, easing it out. Yeah. Let gravity take its course, dear. Don't fight it. No, fight it. Fight it. I don't want to clean shit again. Fight it.
Wait, sponsored by Depends. Laugh, because you're wearing Depends.
Wait, what did you say about you want a big cock? What was that line that he just said?
Yeah, tell him, make him laugh another 20 minutes, stupid.
Don't have that type of time. She'll have to get this one out of her system before we get to the reeds, which are always hilarious.
Nana's had too much of a rheumatiz medicine.
What is wrong with you?
There's not enough time.
Fucking animal. Seriously. Like, it was just like a very phallic thing I said, and you made it worse.
I, you know, that is my talent.
Well, at least we found it.
Yeah.
8 years doing this shit? Mm-hmm.
There it was.
Hiding underneath our nose.
Yes.
Oh, God.
All right, well, are you done?
Sort of.
Joe and I had never heard of that before.
No.
You don't have dogs.
Tell you what, I'm guaranteeing it, 95% of dog owners have never heard of that either. I know a lot of people have dogs. They've never seen, hey, have you seen the Kong cock?
Of course I have.
Well, it's not a cock, it's just a Kong.
Kong cock.
Just an idiot.
That's something you concocted. Ha, see what I did with that? Ha, 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 ha. All right, anyway.
I'm going to try this again. Compose yourself. I'm going to reset. Not you, you're fine.
There it is. You have to be my witness. Kong dog toys. See what that looks like? That's what made me start laughing.
I gotcha. It looks like a little cock.
But this is a monster Kong cock, so it's not little.
Okay. I'm not trying to sell you one, stupid. I just
why am I the stupid one?
It's shaped kind of like a little plastic snowman with a hole in it for the peanut butter.
Mm. Is that what you put in it?
That's what they do.
Anyway, so I said, well, I want you to buy my latest line. So there's not just one. Line of monster Kong cocks. Here we go. But I think some things are best to wait on. Rushing things is not good. Oh, Christ. What am I going to get? One page? Half a page for this fucking segment. That's what we're going to get to tonight. Half a page.
Rushing things is not good.
Going to fucking rush a monster Kong cock up your ass.
It could fit.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, no.
Shots fired.
Well, I thought, you know, it's late. I thought you meant the Kong thing, and I thought about that. That would fit.
Was the entrance to her back door a cave?
As soon as it hits the fissure, I don't know what's going to happen. It'll probably split open like a banana. Like
no,
a
you
should have
been here before
peel.
The pre-show. You would have heard it burst.
Turn left.
Oh, it did? Oh. Really? It burst, huh? Mm. Oh.
Not the fissure.
No, the other shit that was up there.
Yeah.
Anyway. She goes, please. Now, compose yourself, woman. She goes, please. I'm begging for this, hon. I go radio silence.
Because
March 27, 2018. She goes, hello, dear. I go, hi. She goes, how are you doing? I go, tired, but wanted to check in with you. How are you? She goes, I'm good. And you? How is work, dear? I go, to write some jokes with some colleagues. How is the salon? She goes, salon? Don't understand you, dear. I go, you said you're a hairstylist.
She doesn't understand what a salon is? Oh, my God.
She goes, yes, but still new at Illinois, so still seeking for a job. I go, oh, I see. When did you move to Illinois? She goes, just 2 weeks ago. I go, oh, I see. Have you started looking yet? She goes, yes, but still don't get yet. I go, how are you with extensions? She goes, bored a lot. I go, wow.
Wow, she's bad at this.
How are you with bored a lot? It's not even close.
Wow. Yeah. Wrong answer. Yeah.
Later on that day, she goes, hello, Davin. Good morning. I go, hi, Clara. She goes, how are you doing, dear? I go, I am okay. How are you? She goes, am good. And you, baby? I go, glad you are well. She goes, thanks. You're welcome, I say. She goes, where are you and what are you doing?
Arr.
Brings out the pirate.
What are you doing?
I go, watching baseball. What are you doing? She goes, Emma, also watching TV, also. I go, what are you watching? She goes, news, baby. I go, smart girl. Tell me, what's going on in the world? She goes, talking about the investment money and stock. I go, do you have investments? She goes, no. And you? Just wish to start that when I get some little money. I go, I have some. So what is your specialty in hairstyling?
Nice. Oh, let's not talk about money because I know what the next question is, dear.
She goes, I'm really good in pedicure and manicure. I go, I think that's not hairstyling.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.